You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. All right, let's take a moment to talk about you and your money. After all these wild political developments are rocking markets, whether it is a President Trump tweet, the Brexit fallout, elections in Europe, change in China, all of that can translate right into your retirement savings. So we thought we would ask some professionals what they advise in times like these. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has that one.
When the stock market is up or down, folks like Bridget Madrian get hit up by everyone, friends, family. They want to know, how am I supposed to invest now?
The advice today I would give them is the same as the advice that I would give them a year ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago, which is to invest in a well-diversified portfolio and then don't pay a whole awful lot of attention to it.
She's a Harvard behavioral economist focused on investing behavior, which means she knows all the ways our emotions can steer us astray.
That's what makes us human. We can get caught up in our feelings and let them drive our decisions.
That's why it's hard to stay the course when headlines pop up about world events moving markets.
That's where we put on our psychologist hat.
Financial planner Douglas Bonaparte.
When there are volatile times, we're there to be counselors and coaches for our clients.
The Smart Plan is less about swashbuckling moves through choppy markets and more about discipline. In other words, it's super boring. Financial planner Dave O'Brien.
The market's going to go up and down over time. You have to stick with your target allocation. And I know that doesn't sound exciting, but that's the best dose of medicine for your portfolio.
Bottom line, when something in the news sends markets way up or way down, take a deep breath and think back to a calm day when you settled on a savings and investment plan for the long term. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.